if you're like a software.
Hello, Lloyd Jones.
Hey, Lloyd, John Hughes here with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, good, good, good. Hey, I'm not here to waste a bunch of your time. I just wanted to follow up because I'd extended a finance offer your way, let me see here, about 3 weeks ago. Did that reach your desk yet?
I can hardly hear you. Just a minute. I got you on a Bluetooth. I'm driving down the road.
Yeah. Go ahead. Turn it up a little bit. Go ahead.
Were you talking about financing? I don't need any financing.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. But, hey, is there a good email I could reach you out and just send you some information you can keep on file in case some needs do come up?
Yeah, if I don't need any financing, so I think it'd be kind of a waste. I'm at a point where I'm operating basically on an independent self, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm not going to be able to go into debt. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, you're looking to kind of start winding down the business as a whole?
No, I'm probably going to try to build it and put it a little bit there, but I'm not going to finance it to do it.
You plan on just building it through your own cash?
Yeah, I started over again.
Oh, you had to
see 4 years ago, and I'm 70 years old, so there's not much to go on as far as debt stuff. I got plenty of backup debt if I need it.
Mm-hmm. What, just through your bank? Yeah.
Yeah, I took my second mortgage. I get it.
Yeah.
Actually, prime. I don't even have not even a point above prime. I just get a straight prime, and I got quite a bit of money
Totally. My whole thing is that me personally, I don't give my money to a bank and then have them lend it back to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my whole deal is that
I'm not giving any money to the bank. I haven't brought it back. I got my set at my HELOC. Line of credit. I can take it when I need it and put it back in when I need it.
Yeah.
On a percentage basis, I take it out, which is just my equity. I could go ahead and get out a lot of other ways, but I just decided that's a pretty good way at less than.
Yeah, but to put in your house
around 2%.
Yeah, but going against your house, I mean, in general, is not going to be the best of ideas. Even with that low rate, one little mess up in that low rate kind of goes out the window because now they have the deed to your house and they can lean on that. That's just my personal opinion, though. That's just me as
I got plenty backup on it, so I don't got any worry about that. So even if I did that, I got plenty backup. Even if I wanted to refinance it, it would be the whole thing, and nothing would make the rate go up. So the rate went above my regular mortgage, which is not as low, and my regular mortgage is 3%. So most of my mortgages paid off, and I'm almost down to it anyway. So I could go. I got access to well over $300,000, so I'm doing fine. So.
All right. Well, you sure you don't want to give an email just so I can get you some literature and you can see what we could offer you as a private
owned
bank?
I've seen most of that. And one thing I would do is if you had an insurance agency, you could find for me and then wanted to back me on it, probably that's what I do, but I'm basically got contract with a couple agencies, and that's what I'm doing to try to build up my own. Okay, so talk to you later. Thanks.
All right, brother.
Bye.